Voices for the voiceless.
The Humanity Half Hour forms part of the discussion weekday evenings on The Honest Truth. Spotlight falling on organizations transforming lives and making a meaningful difference. This evening, we are finding out and getting up to speed with what's happening with the Crazy for Walking initiative. Marlene van der Berg joins us once again. Good evening, Marlene.
Hi, Vidita. Thank you for having me back and thank you for showcasing our initiative again.
No, it's an absolute pleasure because the Crazy for Walking initiative already got underway. It's happening, well, it started yesterday on the 3rd, right through till the 10th of October. And just to remind those listening to our conversation, Marlene, what is the initiative aiming to do?
It is really about breaking the stigma against crazy. We say that we walk crazy distances, we wear crazy socks, but in order of categorizing mental illness as a craziness or a mad people or the nut house, we really want to break that stigma and say that this is an illness that we need to treat and deal with responsibly and talk about responsibly. So we are walking against the stigma of mental illness.
And I quite like the concept around the events that you've arranged, because by walking and by getting people together, every sort of step gets the conversation going. So by the end of the walk, for example, you could have a different outlook or perception about your understanding of mental illness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, today we were walking through Sea Point, which is quite like a civilized and built up community in a suburb, into the mountain. It was so interesting about walking from civilization into darkness and then talking about that and what it often means to be admitted into a clinic and having to remove yourself from the world to be able to continue forward in your recovery. So there's such a lot of metaphors that we could pick up, and it's really opening up the dialogue, which is really beautiful.
The Crazy for Walking initiative has events in Pretoria and Bloemfontein and naturally here in Cape Town. Before we discuss what's happening here, how have things unfolded in Pretoria and Bloemfontein?
It's really going well. All of the walks are going well. The Bloemfontein people are almost finishing. I think they are the most tired of all of us because they are almost reaching their end. All of the walks have started and we have thus far calculated 96,000 kilometers between all of us. So we're really very excited about all the people walking. The walks really went well so far.
96,000, that's not even a dent in terms of the mission to Mars. What is it, 54 million?
The mission to Mars is insane, let's face it. But we are proudly walking towards it. We were all joking about like each step counting towards the step to Mars.
Yes.
We'll definitely get there with everyone's support.
Were you able to get some feedback about how people enjoyed the Pretoria and Bloemfontein events?
So far, everyone is extremely ecstatic. There's videos going around and people just spreading the message. So yes, the feedback has been very positive. Also here in Cape Town, I think the people that we're speaking to, just as we were walking and as we're engaging, everyone is eager to join, eager to go to our Facebook page and eager to buy socks and to just join the whole initiative. So it's really been wonderful.
The Crazy for Walking initiative, aiming to destigmatize and broaden the awareness of mental illness, forms part of the discussion this evening on the Humanity Half Hour. Joining us is Marlene van der Berg, who today walked 16.5
kilometers.
because Cape Town has two walking initiatives, Walk the Mountain, which is Table Mountain, and Walk the Molds. And you're doing Walk the Mountain every day.
Every day.
Started yesterday through till the 10th of October.
Till the 10th of October. Yeah. So we're walking every day. We're walking different routes on the mountain.
Okay.
And it's also a beautiful metaphor for different angles of recovery, different illnesses that we're covering. We're doing the different walks and with different angles and hopefully reaching the summit, which will be getting to the cable car and gliding back in style on the last day, which is World Mental Health Day, and really the accumulation of this whole event.
So you've had one taste of the walk up to Table Mountain today. Yes. You've got, what, six more to do?
Six more to do, and today was the easy day, so I can't be too excited. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
You may just be losing your mind, literally.
Exactly. Well, maybe it's about losing it and finding it again.
Absolutely. How are the Walk the Malls initiatives going?
The Walk the Mall is really also well received. They've walked today, and tomorrow they're walking Paul Mall, and then Saturday they're walking Tiger Valley Mall.
Yeah.
So people are really committed. What is wonderful is we've seen that companies are now saying, we want to send our whole organization to come and walk for an hour or two at the malls. And that's really been lovely to see.
Oh, that's a great response.
So Cape Town is Cape Town is really getting on board with this. I think that people are realizing that there's this big need. We spoke about it previously, but that mental illness actually touches all of us. And once you hear about an initiative like this and you know that people in your own organization or in your own family are suffering, people are really saying, we want to join in. We want to be a part of this.
You guys have also innovated for this year's initiative. Tell me about the Mission to Mars app.
The Mission to Mars app has launched yesterday, and now you can actually download the app. You can choose a team and you can walk the Mission to Mars. We really want to walk to Mars so that we can support people in this journey and say, walk with us for mental well-being. Mm. So people can now download the app and they can walk with us. My mother has been walking. My family's been walking. People all over the world are saying to us, we are walking with you. So it's really wonderful to see.
And that's a nice way, as you mentioned, people around the world. So you can really unite everyone
exactly.
behind this cause.
Yeah. Mental health, I was listening to your previous insert about the transport crisis, and,
yeah.
and I'm thinking about all of the mental health issues that arise from that, and the stress and the dilemmas that people face. Mental health is something that affects all of us. If you think about statistics that say that one in every three people have an episode of mental health or anxiety somewhere in their lifetime, it's not something that escapes any of us in this world. So that's why we really want to say everyone should please walk with us and fight the stigma against mental illness with us.
And I think events and initiatives such as the one that's, that you guys have initiated at Crazy for Walking will do a lot to do that, because just getting people together and in a sort of friendly atmosphere.
I had a beautiful moment today
where
there was a lady that was a car washer where we parked our car. And when we got back, she says, oh, did you enjoy your hike? And we really loved it.
Mm.
She's like, we're walking again tomorrow. So she inquires about it. And she said, you know what? But I suffer from depression. And we started to have this beautiful dialogue about depression and illness. And when we ended our conversation, I said, so tomorrow we will walk to support you. And she said, no, I will live my life to support you. And I'm getting goosebumps as I'm telling you that story, because it was such a beautiful moment of connection. Like you say, people coming together and saying, this illness will not break us.
I will live my life to support you. That is beautiful, Marlene.
It was wonderful. It was this beautiful, random moment in a parking lot after a day's hike.
But those are the moments that initiatives like this can bring about.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think when we think about the whole field of mental health, it's about compassion. It's about caring for one another.
Yeah.
And I think that's at the fore of this whole initiative, is that it's about people caring for one another through a journey of suffering.
So after your, it would be interesting to calculate how many kilometers you would have walked at the end of these 7 days walking up the mountain.
I'm calculating them meticulously. And if an app says like 13.8, then we go, no, it was really 14. It was really 14.
You've got to round it off.
It's really 14.
What's happening on the 10th of October?
On the 10th of October, there will be public talks all over the Western Cape, and people can really join us, so they can go on the website, crazyforwalking.co.za. We are also having a big end of event in the Vol Park, if people want to join that, a
Brilliant.
Big arrival event. And people are really more than welcome to join and bring their family and bring their dogs and have a whole day with us, just celebrating the walkers' end. Ending, and also celebrating the new start of a new journey, a next year of walking, and continuing the message of mental health stigmatization and well-being.
What time does the event start at the
Vol Park? Half past three. In the Vol Park, and we'll be there, and people can really join us. And just have a wonderful time together.
I am looking forward to what you guys are going to come up with for 2019, because 2017 was walking from Pretoria to Cape Town. 2018, you're walking up Table Mountain every day, 7 times, walking the malls, the participating malls. Thank you. Mm. So I'm looking very forward to what 2019.
We already have some crazy ideas.
I'm sure you
that's
do.
That's throwing around already. So we'll definitely inform you of them.
Make sure you download the Mission to Mars app, join the Crazy for Walking initiative, all of the information available at crazyforwalking.co.za. Marlene van der Berg, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us back. Thanks, Smiley FM. Don't believe